This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. El Tiempo, baby. El
Tiempo. I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Yeah, man. They got them old margaritas and then little queso, man. Little queso over there. Ron said he wanted queso and chips and margarita. And
he got the frozen ones, too.
Yeah.
That's where he got me, man. He did his thing there, and he stopped in. And it is my 41st birthday, hanging out, having a good time. And
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, okay. Trying to celebrate the birthday, drink a margarita or six, and we got here. So what's the breaking news, Tyler, at 3:02?
Well, I hope those LT margaritas, I hope they keep your vibe up because my vibe just got killed. Multiple reports coming in now.
Hendrick said don't get it killed.
Astros, big man, Yordan Alvarez, he has been placed on the injured list with right hand inflammation.
Son of a...
And they bring up Cesar Salazar from AAA, so they bring up another catcher
from AAA.
So maybe this means Diaz is going to be the DH for the most part. They bring up another catcher to replace him, so... listen, this isn't that big of a surprise when you saw him scratch 2 days in a row. And we also know that we have learned that they are probably lying to us when they say things like, hey, just needed to give him an extra day. Doesn't seem serious. That's what the Captain Joe Espada said yesterday. Doesn't seem serious. Just want to give him an extra day off.
Didn't I read a report that we don't really feel the need for imaging?
Yes, there it
from
is.
From Joe Espada?
Listen, Yordan Alvarez is feeling better. The Astros are going to stay away from him today. Joe Espada said the team doesn't think imaging is necessary for his right hand. That was yesterday. Today, on May 5th, he goes to the IL.
That was a no-brainer for me.
So again, it was the tail was two straight days, and... he's been dealing with it for a couple of days, and maybe that has something to do with Clint. Remember we talked about why in the world does he need back-to-back days off? Why did he need to be off Thursday or Wednesday and then them have an off day on Thursday? And maybe that's where the hand started giving him problems. But he is down, and he is going to the IL. And I wonder, is this retroactive to, we'll see if you or Cheryl can figure that out. Maybe that's retroactive to that first day he was set down. But he is not going to be in the lineup. And this will be interesting to watch, Clint, because we've talked about it. And we've watched it for the past couple of days. His presence out of that lineup, and I don't care if he's hitting, what, it was 209 or whatever the hell he's hitting.
Yeah.
I don't care. His presence out of that lineup, hell, they may need to move Jake up there the way he's swinging the bat is, but it just changes the whole feel and look of the lineup, and especially a team that has been struggling offensively to begin with. So this is something that Clint, once we saw he was out two straight games, that isn't shocking, but they really need to figure out how to manufacture runs and where they're going to come through. They need Paredes to really pick it up, Christian Walker to pick it up, Pena to stay hot. Altuve, who has started to slide a little bit, him to get hot again. This is a big deal offensively for this team right now.
Yeah, it's a big deal offensively, but look, let's take it. I mean, just if you look at what's going on around him right now, with Pena is hotter than a firecracker. Jake Myers is coming. Yainer Diaz is swinging it really, really well. Christian Walker has been better. It didn't stick out to me, so I haven't really looked at it, but Paredes has been good really from jump. And so you finally got some guys that are kind of, you know, that are swinging it better. So maybe they're able to weather this storm a little bit better than expected without Yordan in the middle of it. You know, we'll see. Obviously, you don't want it to be for too long. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there, but. That's breaking news we need to look at right there. As we were just talking about the Astros, he is going to the IL. Tough news right there coming from the Astros. They're going to put their best player, their best hitter, on the IL. And who knows, man? That's tough because he was struggling to begin with. We'll see how long it takes for him when he gets back to get it back together. But they desperately need Yordan Alvarez. After dropping 2 of 3 in Chicago. All right. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, you can jump in on this. Has Jalen Green played his final game for the Houston Rockets? I heard Stephen A. this morning say he needs to pack his bags and expect to leave Houston. I heard them on TNT kind of talking about it last night. I personally was wondering, could he get one more basket yesterday, Clint, because he would have gotten a straight outside of the 38 he had. He would have then had 7, 8, 9, and if he'd have got another basket yesterday, 10, he's got 11 and 12. Those are his points outside, but instead he got 8. So he got 8 twice. Those are his points outside of the game, 238. When you look at this, and this team was close, And Raphael Stone and Ime Udoka and a competitive nut that I believe when you get to business the way that Tillman Fertitta has gotten, this is a competitive person. Saul, we are close. We are close. I'll be honest with you. If they had a guy like Devin Booker or Kevin Durant or Giannis, they'd have handled the Warriors in 5 or 6. I'll be honest with you. Just what we saw. If they had him instead of Jalen Green, they would have handled them in 5 or 6. They have all the ammunition to make that happen. Do you think Jalen Green potentially has played his last game?
I think potentially, yes. The way you phrase that, absolutely. I think there is a real, real possibility that Jalen Green has played his last game as a Rocket. Now, this may be a knee-jerk reaction. It may be in the moment, in the heat of passion, if you will. I'm more worried about how bad did he hurt his value.
Yeah.
I mean, now do you look at it and do teams that are making deals go, no, we're not making a deal unless it's this player or that player, you know, versus Jalen Green. Does the NBA as a whole look at him as boy, what we watched was due to youth and inexperience more so than, hey, man, the guy just doesn't have that killer instinct and doesn't have the – he's more of a 2 or 3 on a squad instead of a 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm more worried about that.
He's not a 1.
right? We got that. Like, that's
no. I'm worried about other teams looking like other teams that think that he's still got that in there. Then maybe we'd get more for him. I agree with your overall point. Is that which is my point? Like the value coming into the season, leading scorer for the Rockets. We were hoping like hell. He showed us something in the playoffs and was the reason that you won. And he did for one game. He showed you what you hope to see consistently. He did for one game. But the reality of it is he's not a one. And I wonder how much damage this playoffs did for the Rockets' ability to move him to get the caliber player that they need.
He's still 23 years old.
Yep.
And came in and was this team's, I think it's arguable, right? We had this. I think it's at least an argument. I know there is going to be some people who says, no, it was Afrin Shengun, but it's at least an argument. Through the 82 games, and he's there every game. He played all 82 the last 2 years. Through 82 games, he was this team's leading scorer and arguably the team's best player during 82 games at 23. And I think that there are still some people who are looking to start over like a Phoenix. I think a Phoenix knows what time it is. They're looking to start over. And maybe Milwaukee is looking at the Giannis thing and saying, we can't do nothing. And they're maybe starting over. Or whoever else there may be out there that look at it and say, that's a good place to start over with the picks that we can get. And we can do that, right? And a contract that is manageable. So maybe that is something that they look at. But, you know, I think it has to be seriously on the table. And to me, I think it has to be the deal. Because there isn't a trade in which I would want Alfred Shingun or Amen Thompson to be out of here to bring in one of those players. To me, it's Jalen Green. Like, it's those three. Those three will fetch the most along with their picks. And to me, it's got to be him. And someone just texted in, keep Jalen and add a one. Again, guys. He scored 7, 8, 8, 9, 11, and 12 in 6 of the 7 games and was, as Clint said, borderline running away from the moment. He didn't want it. Like, he did. He played like a role player, right? He's becoming too expensive of a role player. And I think right now you've got to strike at this point. And I think if he plays another year, Clint, and it kind of ends the way it did, I think you do hurt yourself and put yourself in a position where people are like, all right, now he's 24. Now it's 2 playoffs or it's 2 years in a row where it's clear he wasn't ready to go. I think right now, if you're going to make the move, this is the time to make the move. And they're not fools. They see, damn it, we just didn't have anywhere to go. We didn't have anywhere to go late.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, too, when we're talking specifically about Jalen Green, the question is Jalen Green play his last game? Like, the Rockets have to be much more willing to get rid of him than really any of the guys that you saw get minutes in the playoffs. I mean, if anything, the Rockets are looking at Jabari Smith, the Rockets are looking at Tari Eason, the Rockets are looking and going, damn, we probably should have played those guys more.
Oh.
Damn, we should have got those
Jabari
guys more minutes.
Smith, that's the one.
That's who, yeah. That
he
I
played
agree.
12 damn minutes last night.
Yeah.
And outside of Fred, he's been your second best perimeter shooter in the series.
Well, and the crazy thing there was I even tweeted this, man. I mean, you're down 10, clearly can't get anything going offensively, and you've got the two, Tari Eason and Jabari Smith, if you're going to kick the ball to somebody that's sitting beyond the three-point line, those are the two guys that have knocked down shots, and they're both of them on the bench. But the point being is, like, you want to hang on to those guys as you know, as many of those guys as you possibly can. And so while Jalen Green's stock was sliding, I think those guys' stock was rising. And so, yeah, I mean, I can't see any, if a move is made, which I think it's blatantly obvious, a move needs to be made with the Rockets.
Yep.
And I think it's blatantly obvious who gets moved in that deal, if at all possible. Assuming his value hadn't dropped enough.
Of the three, like...
Well, I mean, I think you put 5 of them. Put Tari Eason and Jabari Smith in there as well.
Yeah, but I don't think those guys would... I don't think those guys are looked at as could be ones or twos.
Yeah, fair.
Right,
fair.
I think Amen Thompson, Alfred Shingun, and Jalen Green are guys that people look at and say can be ones and twos.
Right.
But Jalen Green is playing to the level of Jabari Smith and Tari Eason, at times worse. And they are role players. And I think this is, if you're going to try to strike with him, this is it. Because if you look at it, Clint, how would you describe Şengün in game seven? Usually that was one of his poor games in the series, right? Would you say?
Yeah, to me, I thought he was just out of gas.
But it was one of his poor games.
Yes, it was. He appeared to me to be completely exhausted in that game. But yes, yeah, it was the other games. He seemed to be full of piss and vinegar. His
poor game of the season is 21-14, or the series is 21-14-5.
Yep.
Jalen's got a 7 in there in his poor games. Like, that's the crazy thing is when you look at Şengün and Thompson, their numbers are jumping up from what they did in the regular season, especially from a points perspective. Across the board, Shingun's numbers jumped up. He averaged during the regular season 19, 5 assists, 10 rebounds. In the playoffs, he averaged 21, 5 assists, 12 rebounds. Like, that's him across the board from the postseason. I am afraid to look at what Jalen did. Jalen Green averaged 21, 3.5 assists, 4.5 rebounds. In the series, he averaged 13, and he had a 38-point game in there. Yep. He averaged 13, 3 assists, and 5 rebounds. The rebounds are the only thing that went up for him. He shot 37% from the field and 29% from three. Like, when you look at that, man, I just think here, you can't one afford to say, let's run this thing back. And then let's see if he learned from it. Yeah. Because you look at it, somebody texted in, I'm so tired of the age because Cade Cunningham and Anthony Edwards are young too. And it is a clear thing. If you watch these playoffs, that was Cade Cunningham's first taste of the playoffs. That, like, Jalen ain't getting there.
The most concerning thing about Jalen is, if you're the Rockets, is it just he seemed to be okay with the opportunity coming and going and him being on the bench in critical moments. I mean, it's just, yeah, I'm with the texture. Like, I'm tired of the age. Like, I just don't buy it. I think
it don't matter the age.
It's one thing to perform. If you perform poorly, you can blame a lot of things on age. And if you perform, or you even say, hey, man, the stage was, them lights were bright, man. The pressure got to me. But when it's just time and time again, the moment's too big. Like, at some point, it's you just ain't got it.
Yeah. Amen Thompson's younger. It was Shingun's first playoff series, right? Like, they, like, you know, those guys were going through a similar thing that he was. I think that's the big thing, is they learned, Clint, what he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.